Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Oh, hi, Maysoon.
How you
This
doing?
is Sergio. I'm here with Tyrese Green. He's filing out for Roundup, so I hope you can help me out from here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hello, Tyrese.
Oh, yes.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, thank you.
Good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Not at the moment.
Right. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
It's me.
You were diagnosed?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
When I was diagnosed? In November 2019.
And do you know what subtype it was? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
It was a B cell.
Okay, the diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was around 40 years old.
40. And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work?
It was at home in my garden.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
Okay. And what was the home address where you were spraying Roundup?
3301 East 15th Street, apartment number 2 in Long Beach, California.
And is that your current home address?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
I want to say about 8 years.
8 years. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Like 14 days, yep.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Organ transplant, HIV, AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
Or is my family? No, just me.
Okay. And then I have your first name spelled T-Y-R-E-S-E.
Yes.
Last name G-R-E-E-N.
Yes.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you. Are you married?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
03/28/1979.
And what is your social?
564-57-2676.
Thank you. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
How did I first learn?
Yes.
When I started using it around first week of April, 2011.
2011 is when you first started using it?
Yes.
Okay. And how'd you find out that Roundup was related to cancer?
My doctor took tests, performed like blood tests on me, and on my arm.
Okay. And what year was that?
I'm gonna say probably like around second week of November 2019.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
Say a 5'8". I want right now probably like 220.
220. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes.
Right. And what is your email address?
It's a STUDLOTTO at yahoo.com.
Thank you. And how many times per month would you say you were spraying Roundup?
I want to say about twice a month.
Twice a month. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, I was. I was using about a whole year or so.
Okay. And you said you started spraying, it was April of
Right.
2011?
Sorry. Yeah, 2011.
And when did you stop?
I want to say I started using it about first week of November in 2019.
Okay. Were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
I wasn't. I just was using a backpack spray bottle.
Okay. And this was in California, correct? You were only spraying in California?
Right. Yeah, only in California.
Right. And then if you had to estimate the amount of exposures you've had to Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say? It could be a rough estimate.
Like, is how many times I use it?
Yeah.
I want to say about a 20. I was using like 20, applying for like 20, 25 minutes. So, around twice a month. So about like a, it's about around that time of using it a year or so.
Would you say over 10 times throughout your lifetime, over 20 times?
About 20 times. I have to fight twice a month, so
Okay.
yes.
And do you get your water from a well?
And I got it from my water hose. I don't have a wells.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
And as far as the type of Roundup you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
I believe it was concentrated.
Do you remember where you purchased it from?
Yeah, Home Depot.
And do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, I don't have no empty bottles on the receiver right now.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Off and on.
So as of right now, are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Oh, yeah, back then I did.
How much time would you say?
About a whole year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Oh, right. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
It was called Medical Care, Orange County, or I mean Orange Coast Medical Center. So, I'm sorry, Memorial Care.
Memorial Care.
Orange Coast Medical Center.
Is that the one in Fountain Valley?
Yes, Brookhurst. Brookhurst. 1811
Okay.
Brookhurst.
Okay. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Yeah, Dr. Edwards Wagner.
Dr. Edwards.
Edward Ag Wagner.
Okay, thank you. And then when was the last time you were treated?
Let's see. I want to say it was like 2021. Like May 2021, I remember
May of 2021.
when I. Yeah, sure, around that time.
Okay, and how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Like, I'm sorry, I was talking about I met that SA right around, it was around 9, November 2020, I mean 2019, because that was around the time I had to stop using the Roundup. For the treatment, right?
Yeah, for your diagnosis, the last time you were treated was in 2019.
Yeah, when I started receiving treatment, I started stops to it was like last week at 20 November 2019. I'm getting it kind of mixed up.
Okay, so November of 2019 is when you were treated.
Last treatment, yeah. Oh, he said stop treating, right?
Started and stopped.
Oh, okay, yeah, around the time.
Okay, and then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
It kind of impacted it for a long time, but I overcome it like in the last 2 years.
Okay. Would you say some mental and physical hardships?
Yeah, pretty much. Wasn't easy.
Okay.
But I had support, a lot of support.
Are you doing better now?
Yeah, I'm doing a little better.
Well, that's good to hear.
Thank you.
And then for your treatment, did you have chemotherapy, radiation, or?
I had chemotherapy and radiation treatment.
It was both chemo and radiation.
Chemo and radiation.
Okay. And then for your current home address, did you say that was apartment number 2?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
Yes, it'd be my mother's.
And does she live with you?
No.
Okay, and what is her phone number?
562-212-20-20-20-20-20-22-20. All these 20s.
That was 562-212-2220.
20-20-20, yes.
All right, and then just her first and last name.
It'd be Doll, Dell, and then her last name is Green.
Doll, D-O-L-L?
Oh, yes.
Right. And have you used DocuSign before?
Huh?
Have you used DocuSign before?
Oh, yes. They keep talking about another treatment or something. Yes.
No, I just sent over some documents. You should have received it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier.
Oh, okay, I'm getting them right now.
Okay,
I got them.
Okay, you can go ahead and open that up.
I opened it.
Okay. And then there should be a start button.
Okay. Something stupid. Okay, I'm inside. It says, please review and act on these documents.
Yes.
Please sign.
Yes.
Oh no, it's not signing. Just press continue.
Yeah.
Okay. Start. Just sign it, or just what you want me to do?
Yeah, it should take you to the first signature box to sign with your finger, and then it'll say adopt and sign.
Okay, gotcha.
That's okay. And while you're looking over that, I'm also going to send you another text, but from my direct line, just so you have my number in case you have any questions at all.
Okay. Says I'm done.
Okay, perfect. I just received it. And then I sent you that text with my number as well as the attorney's. So they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify some information with you and then tell you the next steps.
Okay.
And did you have anything else, any other questions at all for me before I let you go?
Yeah, how long will it be taking, you say?
Until they give you a call?
Okay, no problem.
It'll just be it'll be a few days until they give you a call, but if you haven't heard from them within maybe 3 days, let me know and I could transfer you over myself.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling. Oh, thank you.
Of course.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.